the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Surprised they haven't made you dress up in like a suit with a tie or maybe one of those handmaiden outfits. You're basically the butler in your house. You run around and have to do everything for everybody.
Nick says that's him. Yes.
Oh, 100%. I mean, now let's be super clear on this, though.
Okay.
My wife cleans a hell of a lot more than I do. Like,
so this
I
is
mean,
the balancing of
9
it?
Out of 10. It's
things
like she's
that get
yeah,
clean.
If 90% of the cleaning is my wife.
So
I do 100% of the cooking. She does 90% of the cleaning, and the 10% I do, she goes back and fixes. Okay?
Right.
So super clear on that.
So if she finally sits down and then decides she wants ice cream or some water or whatever.
Slight exaggeration there, but yes. So yes, she comes home from work. Because see, the way that our cleaning gets done in the house is about every 5 days there's a big cleaning day.
Right.
And then the other days there's none. That's
okay.
How it works. So those other 4 days, whenever if she's watching Real Housewives of some stupid city in the United States and Carter will be down there playing with toys and then I'll hear, Nick, would you grab me? Blah, blah, blah. And then Carter will be like, Dad. And I'm like, Carter, get up here and get me a beer. You don't do this to your father. But he also sees this, so he thinks it's okay.
Right, yeah. His mom does it.
Not even close.
No. Have you tried having just text you? Because then you don't have to go all the way down there and then come all the way back up for the request. Because you mentioned earlier you've had to go all the way down there and then they tell you.
That's true. That would cut a trip up and
down
the stairs.
I know it's hard for you to believe, but I usually don't have my phone on me at my house. I usually leave it in my room.
So you're the butler in your house. Good morning, Steve.
Oh, yeah. My wife definitely does the whole laying in bed and asking for water, but then I usually do it to my son, and yeah, I have him grab everything.
You just pass it on. He's
might
teaching
well.
Him the proper way.
I've talked about this before, but not that often do I ask Paul to get up and get me stuff. However, whatever he has, I want some. Like, he'll go get himself ice cream.
Ooh,
and he
good.
Has to give me the
Which
last several bites
nother,
of his ice
that's
cream.
That's a whole nother obnoxious conversation. Because Jess does that to me, too. Like, if I got fries, I'm all excited because this is my day of the week. I'm eating fries. And then she'll eat half of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, I'm like, order your own.
I literally, like, Paul will bring cookies to bed, and I'll ask for half of most of them.
Mm.
I'll eat half of his cookies. Not half the cookies in the box, but
he
literally,
cookies
like,
in bed?
Yeah.
Oh.
But literally, like, he
so
takes
mad.
A bite, and
really?
Then I want the rest
yes.
of it.
Why
is
it
crumbs
all
mad?
Over your bed?
Hey, if you eat it right, you won't.
There is no humanly possible way of eating a cookie without getting crumbs anywhere, JP.
He's
that's
married
impossible.
To Lauren. Their house is super
no,
clean. He has to make
no,
sure he doesn't get any
that's
crumbs
not,
in the bed.
I don't know. Like, you can't. There's no just because you're married to Lauren doesn't mean that
you
like,
don't drop
the,
crumbs when you
the
eat.
The law of physics when it comes to eating cookies
no,
or
he does
crackers.
Have to get up and brush it out.
Thank
sometimes.
You.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, there's that's oh, it is a pet peeve of mine. Whenever Jess and Carter have cookies in bed, she makes sure to lean over to my side of the bed and eat her cookie, and Carter sits where I sleep. There's a few mornings I'll wake up and I have like cookie crumbs stuck to my back.
I had a good friend in college.
Makes me mad.
One night just couldn't sleep and finally had to get up and sweep his bed. Like literally stood in his bed with a broom and swept out all the crumbs in his bed.
Oh, that's frustrating.
He'd eaten it all
broom,
the time.
Though would be like hell of the stuff from wherever it was swept last.
It's no worse than all the crumbs.
Okay. Good morning, Amanda. You've got the same situation where you're the butler.
Okay, so my boyfriend will, like, sit on the couch and ask me to take his socks off.
To take his socks off
like,
for
no.
him?
Yeah. Like, his dirty socks from out
Ooh,
in the yard.
Ooh, I'm going to remember this for my wife. This is a good idea.
And I'll be like, no. And so he'll prop his feet up on the chair. He'll be like, you're closer.
Move
like,
his feet
no
closer
way.
And closer to you.
Yeah. Like, his feet are closer to me than they are to him, so he wants me to take them off.
No, that makes sense.
Wow.
She's right there.
Take
might
my
as well take
socks
it off.
Good point coming in on Twitter.
What's that?
You've met JP. He can stick an entire cookie in his mouth in one swoop.
It's very true.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
that's a really, that is
like,
a solid
there
JP's
are no crumbs.
One of the, yeah, JP's one of the few humans that can full on just do a pop, like, poppable cookie if it's a full-size cookie. He can
that's
just,
true.
Done.
That does eliminate the crumb situation
it's
if
like,
you don't have to bite it.
It's like Homer Simpson when he eats donuts on The Simpsons.
Yeah.
He's just like,
oh.
Well, that kind of happened at Bacon Fest because Cappy's had their bacon Snickers dessert thingy, and they're like wanting to give me a plate. I'm like, no, just put it in my hand.
Just put it in my hand.
I don't need a fork. It's just, it's not very big. I could just, I'll put it in my mouth.
Don't need a plate.
Just throw it in my face.
You're an environmentalist. You don't want to waste that
plate
and fork.
I'm trying to help out.
Mm-hmm.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.